Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello.
Oh my goodness.
We're doing something we've never done before, which is a lunchtime record.
The old Splat can't come to the phone right now.
She's dead. Wow. You're also in the middle of moving, which is a huge fucking deal.
I'm very stressed and this hurricane is coming and I'm like worried about my parents.
Are they like in the path of disaster?
Yeah. Damn. And like they have a hotel reservation in Orlando. And my mom is like, we might have you to need you to cancel it. I'm like, you know, you will still have cell phones.
Yeah.
You can still do that. My dad is like, whatever. My mom is like freaking out. They also just
scary shit. I know. I was thinking about that in their new place. I'm like,
but apparently they have like high impact windows, but like, I don't know what a hurricane is like in a high rise, like
that's
in a house. It's very scary because we have shutters and whatever. So I've been very stressed and anxious about moving because
moving is moving.
I needed to get money transferred and it was taking too long, so I couldn't get the keys yesterday.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm getting them tomorrow, and now I'm currently walking around with a lot of money in my bag.
Yeah, if anyone out there is trying to mug Brooke.
Today, Wednesday, September.
Yeah, 6th. Go 24 hours back in time and you'll have a windfall. Just find her on the streets of Manhattan.
Thousands of dollars.
So many.
So many thousands. So then I also like hadn't been eating all day.
Oh, that's a good one. That'll set you up for everything going well.
Super success. So I went and got dinner with my friend Lissa, and then I texted Kyle and Johnny, and I went over to their apartment because they just took furniture from my apartment.
Oh, amazing.
So I walked
like home.
Into their apartment. I was like, oh,
this is my
super
place.
Couch.
Yeah, the best couch. I'm glad it still exists.
It looks so great in our apartment. And so we drank wine and watched High School Musical.
Sounds incredible.
And then I went to Harlem Public with Johnny, and our friend Fergus, who's in town, came and
met
us.
That's so fun.
It was so fun.
I'm so glad. And more tonight because you can't be stopped.
I know. My body has been like, I've been up for like until like at least 3 a.m. Like you can hear it in my party voice.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy. Every night for like 5 days. Like because Garrett was here and then I went to Connecticut and then Fergus is here. And I'm like, can't stop, won't stop, can't stop. Won't. And my body is like, Brooke, take a nap.
You must
I'm like,
stop.
I don't have time for naps.
Nope.
Okay.
Who has time for
but
naps?
That's so, that pales in comparison.
Oh, please.
Compared to you. Who just got back from floating around Europe. Can you talk to me about that?
I did.
Wait, should we say hi to each other? Nah, we'll do it later.
Okay. Let's keep them guessing.
Who are we?
What are we doing? Yeah. How did we all end up here? Who knows? I was in Europe, which was amazing. I got back late on Saturday and have been like sleeping on and off basically since.
Opposite.
It was a good setup on the way back, honestly, because I landed at night. I'd been traveling for like 23 hours, so I could go right to bed and like kind of get back on the right schedule. And I thought it would be no problem. And then I slept on our friend Sean and Cass's couch for like 4 hours the next afternoon and then went home and fell asleep at like 9:30 with all the lights on and woke up on the dot at like 5 a.m. So the thing about Europe is you have to spend money there and I'm broke as hell. So my credit card's currently overdrawn, but tonight at midnight I get paid and I can pay it off. And it was so worth it because I was like, if there's any place to be spending money, it's here in Europe.
I also did something crazy while you were in Europe. Wait, where did you go in Europe? I don't care.
I went to, we did it in a really funny order because, but we had to end up in Rome And it was cheapest to fly into Amsterdam. I know, had to. It was cheapest to fly into Amsterdam. So we did kind of a funny order. We spent 36 hours in Amsterdam, walked about 24 miles in those 36 hours. Like, we did the city, saw so much of it, ate so much good food. Also, Amsterdam is a fairy tale land.
I want to go so bad.
It's amazing.
Did you go to the Anne Frank house, or did you walk past it?
We walked past it and saw the statue. I went when I was there when I was 12. Mm. And you have to reserve tickets like 3 weeks in advance. Mm. And we just didn't think about it. So... Mm. But I remember it, and it's really incredible. Mm. But we went to the Van Gogh Museum. We walked everywhere. Oh, we went to the Sex Museum, which was fun and crazy.
Oh, yeah. The one here is fun, too.
Yeah. I've never been. We should.
That would be a fun excursion for this podcast.
Totally, for this podcast specifically. That was amazing. We stayed in an Airbnb on the water. Like, we went on a canal cruise. Like, it's just so lovely.
Romance.
And... then we flew to Ireland for 3 days and got to go back and stay with my family who I lived with.
They
which
look
was,
so big, boys.
I know. Aiden has like doubled in size. And
I can't imagine
his big
what
brother
that's like.
Is like.
Issa is like 8 months and went to Italy for like a week and she's like a human now.
Well, little babies do that too. It's like my niece is like that. She's like all of a sudden this like chunky, delicious baby. Uh-huh. So we were there for 3 days, which was really amazing. I had a friend of mine who was an au pair there with me is back for the summer. And then a friend of mine who was an au pair with us from Germany came back for the week. So like
that's
I had
so
real friends there and like we went on all these adventures and drove everywhere. And it's like the most beautiful place. It was really fucking good.
But clumped.
Yeah, I am too kind of. I was looking forward to it for so long, you know, and now it's like, oh, that's over. But it made me really excited to travel again.
Yeah.
And like people always say like it's such a test of a relationship and it was amazing.
Of any relationship.
Any relationship.
Romantic,
friendship. Man, sometimes the hardest are traveling with friends, honestly.
I realized I couldn't, I traveled with someone and I realized I couldn't be friends. But
it's like living with someone, you know, like you just don't fucking know until you're doing it.
Yeah.
And sometimes like your best friends aren't your best roommates and vice versa, whatever.
My best friend isn't, we cannot live together.
The only exception to that for me was Hannah when we lived together. Like
well, Hillary and I can live together. Allison and I can.
And then we ended up in Rome for about 36 hours for me. And he was staying for another 10 days, lucky butt. So I...
Stupid butt face.
Blurred friend of the pod face. That's great. So I flew home on a very long day, but it was amazing. Rome, like, really, I can't wait to go back there specifically because it awoke all of my, like, crazy inner history nerd.
I will go with you.
Let's fucking go.
I want to go to Italy so bad.
Italy as a concept and place is just fucking amazing.
Something happened on social media that made me really happy to be friends with Bridget. I went to the Cloisters for the first time.
Oh, do you remember? This made me laugh so hard because I hadn't seen yours yet. No, and do you remember when you did the same thing with Clear Eyes, Full Hearts, Can't Lose, like 2 days after and you hadn't seen mine?
So
we've done this twice now.
I posted an Instagram of me and Kyle and I said, Cloister, I hardly know her. My favorite joke.
Which is the best.
And then the next day, Bridget posted a picture from the Coliseum and wrote, the Coliseum? I hardly knew him. And I was like...
We are the same. And I hadn't seen Brooke's post yet.
It was like really...
You're in and out of the internet.
It gave me like a true moment of us like... Aw.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not the first time we've done that.
No.
Which makes me really happy.
We also love Friday Night Lights.
Have you been
to the Cloisters?
No, but I hear it's amazing.
Well, I thought that in classic me fashion, believing things that are, and then creating a whole, you know, scenario behind it. I thought that the Cloisters were like a bunch of rocks with like barnacles on them and like
what?
Like a little sea, like coral on rocks.
Yes.
I was like, oh.
And that's not what it was?
I was like, it's like a monastery and a museum that's like the Met.
Right.
And it's so cool. We played like a lot of like, which Jeezy are you?
Oh,
and
I love that.
Jeezy, I mean Jewish.
Oh, sure.
And by Jewish, I mean Jesus. I'm tired.
Yeah, you're having a lot happening in that brain. Hi, Brooke.
Hello, Bridget.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Splat,
the podcast
where me, Bridget,
and me, Brooke,
talk about Sex in the City.
Ten years later.
Ten years younger. That was me.
20 years later and 10 years younger.
There it is. Our synchronicity threw me off there for a second.
I was like, I got too cocky.
Yeah. This is a fun episode.
It's really good to be back.
Thanks for bearing with us while we missed you for a week. It literally feels like it's been 10 years since we did this
one. Will I even know how to do a podcast?
Took us a minute.
And it's great because I'm babysitting tonight, and it's a baby who just sleeps. So I get to babies order myself seamless. And
fuck,
I will.
Yeah. Edit your little heart away.
Everybody, long con update.
Yes. How goes?
This is a big weekend for the long con. Also, I have
is
to show.
Is he still cute?
He's still cute. and he's, I'm speaking of, but like, I think the fates have it in it for us. So
I feel like this is going to be a good season for you. There's a lot happening.
Fall.
Yeah. Just like, you know, the new era. I love
playing
fall.
The field.
I can't fucking wait for fall.
I it's love amazing. Fall. Okay.
This episode is called Games People Play.
The games people play.
And it's not about board games, but it is about board games.
And it's not about sports, but it is about sports.
Exactly.
But mostly, it's about therapy.
And it's about Carrie having complicated feelings and ideas.
So Carrie's like talking about how great it is to be single, and you know that
she does not mean, think, or feel that way.
I'm like worried that she wasn't doing her laundry when she was dating Big for all that time.
Yeah, which is funny. It's not like they spent that much time together.
I don't know how much time.
She's doing the thing though where she's just talking about Big incessantly. Specifically, she's talking about how like she pities him because he lost her, which is a mechanism, like a defense mechanism. I fully understand.
Also, she's wearing these all the good clothes. This is a good clothes episode.
It really is.
But Carrie's doing this. It's like basically one steady monologue, and it will.
But it's
cut
clear
from
it's over.
Friend to friend, yeah. That she's doing the same thing.
Long
which,
time.
Which I do. Mm-hmm. Like if I like if I have a story, if something happened, I will tell you, and I will also like call my other friend and tell the same exact story. It's like
right.
It's a script, but it's becoming.
But it's clear that it's like over a long period of time, mm-hmm. and it ends up at a brunch where her three friends just look just bored out of their minds. And they're like, all right, which of us is going to tell her? Basically, like, you can't shut up about Big and you have to get a therapist, which reveals some really interesting prejudices.
And also just like Carrie.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah. Carrie doesn't look great in this episode at a lot of moments.
Yeah. And neither does Charlotte.
No.
Well, she's like, I don't believe in therapy. And Samantha and Miranda are kind of like, what?
You also like, you're the person who needs it.
But she's like, why she's do like, I need therapy? Yeah. I have you guys.
And then she also says, I'm not like you. To Miranda. She's like, I'm not in my head all the time, which is absolutely insane.
It's so rude. She's like, you have that like, and she's just like.
But it's also like, dude, that is 100% who you are and what your character is. Is like overprocessing everything and taking away all the dumb.
Yeah, like self-identify as like a neurotic?
Yes,
isn't
totally.
That by definition being in your head?
And I think her weird stigma about therapy like makes her kind of rude to Miranda and her friends. But they are like, yep, we really got to do this. They're like, you really got to do this. I think you should find a therapist. You just need someone to talk to who's not us. Because as Samantha says, like, we're just as fucked up as you are.
And Charlotte's like, this is where my parents made us play sports. You know, like, you need any issue of the head can be solved
by athletics,
physical exercise. And I will say, there is a huge benefit.
Exercise gives you endorphins.
And
endorphins make you happy,
and happy people
don't kill
their husbands. Exactly. Speaking of exercise, Bridget.
I went to the gym that I've been paying for 8 months and haven't gone to once.
And I signed up for yoga teacher training.
Brooke, I love that.
I spend money I don't have. I'm so sorry, Dad.
I can't
He's
going to
be, I was like, my dad's going to kill me. But I was
but
like.
But it's for such a good reason.
I'm really excited.
I want to take yoga from you. I love that. I'm like energized. I've been here for a year. I've settled in. I want a routine. I want to go to the gym and feel, even if it's not about like transforming my body, it's just like good. You know what I mean? It's just good. Brooke just got a little nice. Something rather.
Transforming my body.
It's like, I know it's good for my brain. I know it's good. It feels like something productive. It feels like another part of my life that
I'm
building.
You've also like whittled down this year.
I know. And I don't feel strong or healthy despite being skinnier than I've ever been. So like, it doesn't feel like a win, you know? Yeah. And I want to be strong and I'm really excited about it. Also, I've been paying for this fucking thing. Well, it turned out a few months in when I was like, I'm walking everywhere. Like, I don't need to pay for this. It was going to be way more expensive to break the contract. Mm-hmm. So I've just been sitting on it. And now finally I'm being responsible and going.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I love to work. workout.
So in a way, it will be a little bit of my therapy this fall.
I think I just got Kyle a job at Flywheel. Can you imagine me and Kyle at the fucking holiday party rolling?
Or anywhere at any time. Well, not they don't mine. Know what they're in
He's
for.
He's going to work at a different one.
Oh, fun.
I got a spy on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Hercules, Mulligan, Kyle. Okay. So
Charlotte's like, our family doesn't do therapy. We're all really good at tennis.
Waspy. And then I thought of someone.
Oh, yeah. But it seems like Carrie might actually do it. You're like hopeful.
Also, like just what she's saying is absolutely ridiculous. She's like, yeah. Well, first you go once a week and then you go three times a week. I'm like, listen, honey, I go to therapy one time a week. Yeah. Today is the day. I don't know what Liz is going to say. I think she's going to have some words for me. Mm-hmm.
Also, ostensibly, when you're going to therapy, you're getting healthier, better. It shouldn't be. I mean, yes, it's a stereotype, but the idea that you would increase going
by. And she's like, well, then you start every sentence
on an exponential
with, well, my
basis.
Therapist says, and I'm like,
except she calls him shrink exclusively.
Yeah, whatever.
No, you say, Liz said.
My therapist, Liz. Liz, shout out to Liz. Shout out to my Liz.
She is your Liz.
And Miranda's like, my shrink says that, you know.
That's a very common fear, which is funny and quippy. And she's like, it's so self-indulgent. Carrie is basically in this moment like an amalgam of all of the worst stereotypes about.
It's just so self-indulgent. Ancient man didn't need shrinks to survive.
Ancient man only lived till 30.
So clearly Carrie does need therapy. And honestly, I love this moment of like friends being very real with each other. And like, obviously they've been through probably weeks of listening to her bitch nonstop, but they're like ready. And
like
then,
the same. And then my favorite Stanford showed up and is like, shrinks?
I have three of them. Which was also like, problematic. Damn Stanford, where do you get that fucking money?
But problematic. Yeah. Also like this scene, they're like walking in like a weird like
child alley and that I've like, never seen.
Yeah,
in New York.
This is like, it's very strange.
It's very strange. But he says he has one when he wants to feel coddled, one when he wants tough love, and one when he wants a beautiful man to look at. And I think she says, that's sick. And he says, that's why
I go to the other two.
Yeah. Which is great. So he's like, listen, she says that Miranda's therapist got her a recommendation, Ms. G.
Dr. G is
a therapist to the stars, including Stanford tells her Gwyneth Paltrow, which I love that they're just making fun of Gwyneth Paltrow even 20 years ago. Yes.
Is so funny.
So funny. And also it's kind of sad the way it ends.
It's very, well, that she has story like Miranda's a, little poor yeah. life.
She has like a peekaboo friend through a window.
Tony Awards and Tony Emmy and Grammy Award winner Cynthia Nixon is like making eyes at her like across the alley. Neighbor, and he's like waving, and she's waving through.
They're
a
like their window and waving through a window. Their windows like look at each other, so they're having like cute little New York flirtation through the window.
It's very funny. And then we cut to I hate the like TV trope of a shrink being like, and now I'm calling them shrinks when a therapist is like, well, why are you here?
Right.
Which is like just not how therapy works.
No.
I feel like especially the first day you just kind of like talk about yourself.
That's kind of what's stressful for me about. I'm like, I really should like get set up and have someone. And because then when I hit the really dark periods, you already have that in place as opposed to like panic mode. But the most daunting thing for me is always that idea of like trying to catch someone up on your life, like bring them up to speed.
Well, also like I'm very good at talking myself
out of things.
Yeah. So when I first moved to the city, I had a therapist and I was like, well, I broke up with this guy. And,
but that's not a problem.
But like, we're figuring it out. And then I sort of fell in love with this other guy and we're still talking every day. But like, I feel like we're in like a good place with that. And I'm pretty okay. Which like
was not true at all.
And I am the same. And she was like, yeah, you sound good to me. And I was like, you're not my therapist.
Oh, no.
Liz is like, mm-hmm.
So let's unpack some
She'll
of
like
this.
Let me talk for like 35 minutes and then just be like, I have one question for you. Yeah. And I'm like,
Becca, 30 minutes ago. So she's in this therapist's office and she's like, well, my friends can't handle me. They say I need a therapist because they say I pick the wrong men.
Or I talk about my ex-boyfriend too much.
Sorry, I just jumped ahead 6 plot points. She talks about her ex-boyfriend too much.
And she's like, but that's normal, right? And the therapist is like, I don't like the term normal.
And Carrie's like, of course you don't. You're a therapist and you need people who are abnormal to come to you. So she starts talking about Big in the most complimentary terms I've heard either of them talk about each other. She's like, he's funny, he's sexy, he's smart.
He's imperfect, but he's kind.
She says, and she also says like a bunch of times, like, I'm not sure I believe in therapy. I'm
a solve your own problems kind of gal. And it's like, ugh, we've been here for 27 episodes.
I get, yes. But
yes, I get it too. But like,
that is also me who like hasn't gotten it together to get myself a therapist. But it's different a bit when you're Carrie.
It's also different when you're 24.
That's how old I am.
24.
Don't me forget it like I did on my birthday.
Never forget how old Bridget is. And so she brings up games. He's like, she was like, he plays all these games and I didn't know the rules. And the therapist's like, oh, you were playing games. And Carrie's like, no, not me. Why would you say me?
This is fascinating. Carrie's like, I never played any games. He set them all up for
me. And we've talked about games. And I recently actually have just been like, with all men in my life and all humans.
Transparent.
Really, well, that's not true. The long con isn't not a game, right. But it's not a game. It's a con.
Yeah. And also you're not like actively involved in anything. So at this point it's not
right.
There are no feelings.
But like with every experience I've had, I've just been like, no games. We're done with games. It's fun.
Yeah. And it's funny because of course this therapist just nailed Carrie in about 45 seconds. And Carrie's like, no, you're wrong about everything.
Well, it's really hard when someone nails you. Like an immediate reaction, I think I would have it too, is to just be like, no.
Yeah.
You're wrong. I do that.
But Samantha's like, wait, she told you picked the wrong men? I literally could have told you that. And then Charlotte does this really weird walk around thing where she turns the conversation into this like,
you have to play games.
Yeah, you have to play games. And also like, maybe your games with Big aren't done. Maybe this is halftime. And I was like, whoa, Charlotte.
Is that now?
Yeah. Well, Charlotte's talking about how she likes games because you can control the situation. Samantha's counterpoint is,
you can only control them in bed.
Because that's the dichotomy between the two of them.
Well, this is like that thing that happens where we get the three very stark,
right,
winter is here, stark differences between them. So Charlotte is like, no, there's hope for love. You have to play games. It's part of love. And Miranda is fucking the only sane one, is like, relationships cannot be based on games.
Which I think I agree. I don't think
I
think they're fun, but I don't think it ever really works out well.
No, but I think there is also a fine line between like flirting and games.
Totally.
You know, there's like fun games and, you know, like
where you're both in on it a little bit.
Yeah. And like, actual games, well, we get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
And then Samantha's like, well, you can only control a man through his dick.
If we could perpetually be giving men blowjobs, we'd have all the power in the world.
And then this really weird thing happens where a man walks.
It's so
right
strange.
And they don't.
A man walks through the middle of them, and then Charlotte uses it as an opportunity to move to the center of the group. It's like weird TV choreography. But yeah. It's pointed. It's just like, I don't know why it happens.
Here.
Yeah, Big and I played games. Look where it got us. But maybe the game is not really over. Maybe it's just halftime. That kind of delusional thinking is why you should be in therapy, too.
So Charlotte, all of a sudden, out of the blue, is like going back on all the work they've tried to do with Carrie through this breakup and through like Big not being right for her, and is like, maybe this isn't over.
Also, like, remember at the beginning of the series when Samantha was so reticent to go to therapy?
Yes, I know. And now Samantha's like
a big proponent of it.
Yeah, and it's not like Carrie was this aggressive about it when they were talking about therapy for other people.
No.
Like, it's a weird, this is just an episode about Carrie suddenly being distrustful and rude about therapy,
which is like definitely a generational thing. Like my parents are like,
totally,
it took me to, and now they're like, thank God Brooks.
Yeah, well, I was as a kid, which is also why I'm really reluctant to, because I have a lot of like intense memories of,
but maybe that's why you should
therapy.
Be
pro no question.
I went to therapy once in middle question. I was like very depressed in middle school, and I went to therapy. And I was like, ink blot's fun. And then she was like, maybe you should try sitting at a different table. And I was like, this is weird. And then in college, I like sought one out for myself.
Yeah.
And it's been great ever since.
Yeah. It's the best.
So they do this very, very strange thing.
It's out of their character by a long shot.
Which
it feels,
also just
the collective,
like,
group character.
This like trope, I don't think exists.
I mean, on a small scale for sure, but they go to a sports bar basically because they like want all the pickings of the universe. And they say like men have to pay attention to someone.
It's sports night.
Right. They have to be entertained on their commercial breaks.
It's like a gathering of heterosexual men.
And they get drinks for free because they're ladies on sports night. And they're like, this is better than Disneyland.
Do you have ladies? That ladies drink free thing is something that I've always found
weird.
Well,
it's hard because it's one of those things where you're like, this is a nice perk, but feels like if I buy into it, I'm erasing the like
And also, like, why are you trying to get me drunk, honey?
Well, yeah, there is that.
You're trying to get me wasted.
In a crowd of men. You're giving me free alcohol.
In my vein.
Hey, what's that?
Not if I don't want it there.
So within literally 40 seconds, Samantha makes eye contact with a guy and gets up to go talk to him. And he's going to be her beau.
He's wearing a fucking Tommy Bahama shirt.
He sure is. And he is.
He loves the Knicks.
Mexican-made handbags, is fanatical about keeping the price of foreign labor low, and the Knicks.
He's very cute.
He is very cute.
He's a zaddy.
He's like a he's like a 40-year-old cute, you know? Exactly.
Zaddy.
Yeah, you got it. And he's like teaching her about basketball. Nope. Yes.
No, he's just screaming at it.
That's true. Well, he asks her if he can.
They high five and then they have really good
high
sex.
Five during sex also.
I love high fiving.
It's fun. It's a good, like, human contact. Like, we did this.
My, like, long-term boyfriend and I used to high-five after sex. It was, like,
I love that.
A cute thing that we did.
That's very cute. And so Carrie, writing, is like, are the games we played at kids, we just evolve into adults and play games? And then she goes to look at her stack
all
of board,
board
games.
So, like,
we spent our childhoods playing games. Were they all just primers for the games we played as adults? Was there such a thing as an honest relationship? Or was it true? Do you have to play games to make a relationship work?
It concerns me sometimes that Carrie asks these, like, existential, like, is there such thing as an honest relationship? Is there such thing as, like, real communication and love? Because it's like, have you, that makes me think you've never once had a glimmer of that, you know, if you don't know that that's out there.
I don't think she has.
Yeah, which is wild.
She picks the wrong men.
She picks the wrong fucking men.
And then we get interviews with randos.
It's funny, one of these that still felt pretty 2017, but like less so now, is there's a guy who's like, I had an amazing date on Saturday, so I didn't call her till Thursday because I didn't want to seem eager. And then she interviewed the girl.
Like, and then she was like,
the prick didn't call me for until Thursday.
So then I screened his call.
Yeah. Which I think is like, that's like the origin of the discussion of games, is that exact kind of thing where it's mm-hmm. like, don't contact too soon. What does it mean? You know, what does the guy do versus the girl do?
Yeah.
And I think it's all largely dumb.
Also, this woman was like, I'll get secret pregnant. I was like, how?
Yeah, yeah.
I like was literally like, what are the logistics of getting secret pregnant?
People do it different ways.
But like, turkey baster, like, do
poke a hole in the condom.
I take my NuvaRing out and then
yep.
do I have sex with a different person?
Say you're on birth control when you're not. Like, there are many ways you can sabotage it.
Wow.
Yeah. People are
I've used
wild.
A condom every time I've had sex recently.
Good for you. I would expect nothing less, and please continue.
To have sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
With protection. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
No glove.
No love. So Carrie suddenly has a reason to pay attention at her therapist's office. There's a cute man who takes therapy right before her, and he comes out.
I like to call him Kevin Turkey Bacon.
Kevin Turkey Bacon, that's
because
great.
Because he sort of looks like Kevin Bacon.
A little bit like Kevin Bacon light. Did you ever watch Pretty Little Liars?
Of course I did.
He reminds me of Toby, like a light-haired Toby. Who like got way hotter as the season went on. He like started as the super weird kid, you know, and then mm-hmm. got really hot.
Let me see. Oh, sure. I see
you see it? Like light hair. But anyway, that's helpful for our listening audience who can't see the man.
Carrie is... He looks like Kevin Bacon.
Yes. Ugh. And he introduces himself. He's like, let's not play this game. I'm just going to introduce myself. And would you like to go to dinner with me?
And she's wearing her fancy dress and she says yes. And then the therapist
comes in. She dressed up expecting
to
see him.
Oh, you're dressed up.
Which is great. So she has a date.
You know what this
scene... And they have cute banter.
This scene reminded me of... Yeah. I'm currently rewatching The O.C.
Oh, yes.
And in season one with Oliver, this is how they meet. Fuck Oliver.
He is the god-awful worst.
The god-awful worst.
He sucks. I love that you're doing an O.C. rewatch. I might do that with you.
It's so fun. I'm still in season one, so like get in with
me.
Okay,
I will. Get in.
California, here we come.
Get it in. That show is like deeply rooted in my personality.
Wow. The fashion in it, I'm
wild.
Watching it. I'm like, I wanted like those. It's just like a wife beater.
I think Marissa wears a bra maybe twice in the whole thing.
Misha Barton is trash in that show.
Oh, yeah.
She is so bad.
But that's kind of the fun of it.
She's
you know, like
so
you can get into it.
Bad
Summer and Seth
acting.
Carry everything, though. And Ryan by himself is compelling. So compelling that like it's all
I love when they make jokes about there's that one episode where they like go out with the movie star and they're like, you're dating your co-star? That's what's going to happen if you break up? That will ruin the whole thing of the show. Because like Adam Brody and Rachel Bilson were dating. Okay, back to this is not a podcast about the OC.
But it might slowly become one if we're not careful.
What if like we get to season 4 of Sex and the City and we're like, actually,
the OC,
10 years later and across the country. 10 years older and 10 years later?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, man, your home is getting hurricaned. My home is straight up on fire. The entire West Coast, basically. Some teenagers threw fireworks over a waterfall in the like one of the most beautiful places of the gorge in Oregon, and it's now it's a 20,000 acre fire.
That's what started the fire?
Yeah, teenagers with fireworks.
That's not what happened in Burbank. That was just
a Burbank wildfire. Is just a wildfire, but now Washington, Oregon, and California are all straight up on fire.
And then Oregon, Texas is drowning. Florida's about to get wrecked.
Yeah, Harvey is going to take there are two more, Jose and Irma.
And Donald Trump and is just Katya. Like, you know what, Katya?
I think there's another one. Who's come?
Oh, I hope that Katya the drag queen does something fun for that because
we need a little fun.
Hurricane Katya. I'm excited for the memes. But fucking Donald Trump is like, the country's in a state of emergency. I'm going to kick more people out.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck some beautiful.
Friend of the podcast, Anna, posted something really eloquent. Do you follow her on Twitter?
I think so, yeah.
Where she was just like, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm a first generation American. And Donald Trump is a first generation American. Like, my dad is a first generation American. It's just like, literally nobody would be
fuck
here.
That. And of all programs to go after, like.
The kids?
One of the best.
Ugh.
Yeah. And, anyway. But not that you need merit to stay in this country. You get human rights because you're a fucking human. But these people do happen to be often high achieving, high, good for the economy. Like, fuck him and fuck all of his fucking cronies. So Carrie's going on a date with Seth.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
She's like chewing on
Kevin
his card. Kevin Turkey Bacon. Who is this therapist I have?
She does look familiar. Therapist to the stars. To Goop.
To Goop.
So he's a photographer and she's having like a cute one-on-one evening with Samantha who's watching the game. The game. And Carrie's like, wait, why is this happening? And it comes out that Samantha's new beau only has sex with her when the Knicks have won. And apparently they've been having a dry season, which means, of course, Samantha has too.
Is having a dry season.
Uh-huh. You're welcome for that. So the Knicks win very suddenly. And Carrie's like,
go have sex.
Samantha gets up and runs out.
She looks beautiful. We haven't appreciated how hot Kim Cattrall is in a minute.
That's true. She is. And she always will be. And she has been forever. So she goes to have sex.
Oh my god,
sex.
It's John Bon Jovi.
What?
Seth is
no way. Hang on. What? Holy fuck.
Wait, I have to pause.
Oh my god, that's why he looks familiar.
I was like, who is this?
So we just made him sound like he looks like other celebrities when he looks like one celebrity specifically. Himself. JB Jovi.
JB Jovi.
Last night I was watching an episode of The Office where Andy quotes him and then attributes it to JB Jovi, the poet JB Jovi.
Wait, that's crazy.
Really wild.
That's so silly.
So imagine Carrie.
Oh,
and
it's John Dossett.
Bon Jovi.
These are like real actors.
Okay, crazy.
Anne Lang.
So the funniest, this made me laugh out fucking loud. I can't even explain to you. Miranda's like getting really into
I want that gif of that. I'm peeking, gonna try to find
peeking
it
peeking at
it.
The guy through the window in his towel
and he's like, and look he at like, my butt.
He like shows her his butt and then she unbuttons her shirt.
She's wearing like a small kimono, like a
red pajama kimono. So she unbuttons it in the front and then just whips one boob out and then closes
her face is so funny.
It's amazing.
This is what the Emmy
she
for.
Gave him a little tit for that. And she, Carrie, goes and has an amazing first date
with John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi. And wow, he looks young and
he's hot.
Yeah, fuck.
Now that I know it's John Bon Jovi, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, I know. And they're like laughing about the therapist and they have really good banter. And you're like, something's going to happen. But Carrie's like, in the interest of being honest, I like you. I like you a lot. Like, I'm not playing games. Honestly, I think therapy is a joke. But I'm done playing games, so at least that's rubbed off on her. And it's cute.
Yeah. I had a weird thing. I was like, oh, it's weird. I feel like people don't go on to dinner on first dates anymore unless you're because it's like we're all poor. And also, like, I feel like watching people eat is weird.
Well, I feel like there are a lot of, like, stressy things that can come with it. Like, what do you order and who's paying and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I think it's It's nice. It's traditional. There are lots of other fun first date things you can do, but it works for them. So, you know, more power to them.
Okay.
This makes me cringe so hard.
So then Miranda is in the grocery store and she sees her
buying dinner as she like picks up a packet of cookies. And I was like, wow, that's me.
Yeah. That's you as
hell. Adult woman just buying.
She sees her neighbor.
And so she like follows him around. They're playing hide and seek to like keep this game up.
She is.
He's just walking around. And then
she's like, hi.
She straight up goes over to introduce herself. She's like, I thought I'd be the adult here and say
it's hi. It's me, Miranda.
And he has no idea who she is.
No, he goes,
oh, yeah, right. You're the girl who lives above the guy I've been cruising.
It's so tragic.
It's really upsetting.
Because he doesn't recognize her because.
That's what I mean. Because, yeah. She like mimes her
boob little going tit thing. It's so funny.
Across the air shaft.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
And I was like, everyone's gay and so is my life.
And he's beautiful. And she feels upset, understandably. Betrayed. Well, just kind of dumb. It's like when someone waves and you like wave back and realize it wasn't to you times a thousand.
That happened at my brother's birthday party in Chicago. I full had a conversation with someone being like, oh my God, it's so good to see you. How are things? And then he walked away and I was like, that was not who I thought it was. I've never met that person before. And it was
alcohol will do that for you.
Ugh.
So as the relationship of Samantha and this guy increases, the Knicks win.
John Dawson.
She's like, hell yeah. And then he's like, oh no, I got to watch the Mets game. And she's like, oh, I cannot get into another season of sexlessness.
For Alex, my brother, this scene happened and all I could think of was 6 months out of every year. Like when those damn Yankees.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Do you know damn Yankees?
I know that song literally only.
April, May, June, July, August, September.
Uh-huh. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I got a nice shoulder roll out of it.
Thank you.
Carrie's
wearing a bathing suit on this date and
she looks amazing.
Oh, she's so cute. But
she's wearing like hot yellow hot pants.
But they're just high-waisted shorts.
And he's like fully dressed for a night. So
you're
like
never fully dressed.
That's A without a smile.
Kill me. Somebody please come
that's
kill
like
me.
10 in this episode. But she looks, they look like they're dressed for completely different occasions, whatever
it's
it is.
A bathing suit.
She looks
suit.
Like she's at like a beach rave and he looks like he went out for a night of...
I don't know,
something
dinner?
Normal. Yeah, that's what I was going to say too, but that sounds silly.
I don't know, something normal.
So
they're playing Twister.
Play Twister. And they actually, it's really cute. They have a good time. They have good chemistry. They're obviously going to end up in bed together.
I like imagining what the filming of this was like because like there's music playing, but it's like B-roll.
It can't have been.
Like maybe, but like they're like, okay, now you put your leg here.
Here.
Okay, smile, laughter, yeah. Please. Oh, John Bon Jovi, now fall on Sarah Jessica Parker.
He's like, you're in a compromising position. And she says, I'm in about 20 compromising positions. And then they start making out and it's really hot. It's like clear that they're really into each other. It's a good one.
But she's also dressed like the Twister board. Look at her. Oh, boom.
Oh,
boom mic. Boom mic.
Oh, hey, nice catch. I love that.
I love finding
boom. I watched a bunch of movies on the plane back, like a bunch of movies. And I noticed so many, including a bunch in La La Land, where I was like, damn, these were not consistent.
Oh.
I finally watched La La Land.
Are you supposed to stay awake on the plane ride back or the plane ride there?
Depends which direction you're going. I stayed awake on the plane ride back because then I was landing at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to sleep.
So they do it.
So they have sex. And then Carrie does this thing where she's like, they have like a sweet conversation afterwards. And then she's like, so why do you go to therapy? Which at first I was like, that's kind of a big, I know you've seen him for a while, but that's kind of a big question, I guess. I guess if you know, you both are. But he says,
well, she's like, I think therapy is bullshit.
And he says, well, I'm terrible with women. I lose interest in them immediately after we sleep together. With no register at all that, like, he's telling her a thing that, like, immediately impacts her. He says it so casually.
I'm really fucked up about women. After I sleep, what am I completely lose interest?
And she's like, I picked the wrong man.
And he says, what about you? What's your problem? And she says, well, she says, I have what they refer to in therapy as a breakthrough.
And she says, I picked the wrong man.
And then they roll over onto different sides of the bed because that is a pretty immutable because
they are classic. Don't you think Dr. G would maybe like not schedule those two people, right?
She can't decide that like the adult humans in her office are going to meet each other and want to fuck.
But the one who like picks the wrong men and the one who fucks women and like.
I don't know. It seems like a hard thing to foresee. when you're just their therapist. Maybe. She could do some Gwyneth, responsible
practicing. If she can take care of Gwyneth Paltrow, she can take care of me.
That is true. And Carrie, the last line in this episode was very strange for me. First of all, even though she has a breakthrough, Carrie decides she's done with therapy, even though it's like the woman was right and happening.
If anything, she should run to therapy.
And then she says the last line of the episode is, "My friends totally understood." Kind of like a one-off. It's just a weird button on an episode because there's nothing to support it really, but it's just like, my friends told me to go to therapy. I went. It was helpful. Then I had this one experience and quit therapy forever, but my friends don't care, so I'm fine.
You know what makes me sad is that, like, so many women probably saw this episode in 1999 and were like, I don't need therapy either.
Yeah, like, Carrie went, and look, it wasn't even that helpful.
Yeah, I'm like, if Carrie did it, I'm...
It's kind of the opposite of, like, again, on the one hand, really cool therapies on screen. And, like, the therapist in this one is very normal mm-hmm. and is very helpful, honestly. Yeah. But on the other hand, Carrie's and Charlotte's, like, weird wackadoodle thoughts.
Yeah.
Are very strange. And I can imagine not knowing or having conversations about therapy and then seeing this and just, like, reinforcing all those stereotypes.
Yes. Weirdly. Just, like, feeding the stigma monster.
I know.
Never mind.
That's it. We did her.
That's the end of the episode. Question for you.
Yes.
Who'd you resonate with?
That's a great question. I do have a little bit of the, like, Carrie reservation about therapy where, like, it doesn't stem from a, like, I don't trust therapy. It stems from a, like, fear of making that happen and just, like, the effort that goes into it. Also not sure my insurance covers it. Good times. Yeah. Brooke just mimed offing herself for me. It was beautiful.
Offing myself with an imaginary gun, not, like, offing myself.
Getting herself off in front of me. We have a good time. I don't know any of them really specifically, though. I don't feel the sports thing with... I've never been with someone who cares about sports that much. Nor have I ever cared about sports that much.
I don't know. Have you watched the Tonys with your current blow?
That's actually true. The Tonys are, like, a whole different... yeah, that is sport, honestly.
Yeah.
I didn't really... Charlotte doesn't really have a plot. And Miranda, I get the, like... I get the missed connections thing, but none of them really super resonated for me.
Yeah.
I do think plop test.
Pretty good.
Pretty good plop test for 2017.
Yeah, I think that just a little tweaking,
mm-hmm.
but I think people have the same, like...
It's the best thing about board games, man. You can play Twister any year.
I do think that those reservations about therapy exist today with, like, yes. young people.
Yes.
I think this is a totally ploppable.
Ploppable.
You know?
Agreed. Who did you resonate with?
Carrie, unfortunately. Not in the therapy aspect of it, because if you haven't figured out in this 45 minutes, I'm obsessed with therapy.
Yeah.
But the, like, beginning part of like, talking the same thing to all the friends, maybe being a mm-hmm. little annoying, except I'm so fucking self-aware that I'm, like, yeah. I'm being annoying.
But
I'm
you also
sorry.
Just, like, have a big network and a lot of people who are, like, very important to you, and you get different feedback from different people. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. It just is, like, part of how you operate in the world is to run different things by different people or the same things by different people. Or because yeah. I do that, too, to an extent. But I think mine is just, like, a slightly smaller network.
Well, sometimes I feel like Carrie, like kind of what Stanford was saying, I feel like Carrie does, where mm-hmm. she, like, when she wants to be coddled, she'll go to Charlotte. When she wants to be... whatever.
Yeah, you know what you get from different relationships.
You know. And sometimes it's helpful and sometimes it's difficult and it's hard to, like, avoid.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Also just the playing games thing. Like, we've all done that at least a little.
Well, also, like, Samantha, you know what Samantha's doing this episode? She's trying to be the cool girl.
She totally is.
And you know what happens? She gets it.
It doesn't work and she doesn't even get what she wants out of it.
We love the concept of the cool girl.
I do. It's good. The four movies I watched on the plane.
Tell me.
Arrival. Amazing. And have you seen it?
No, I have it though.
Ari has been telling me for months to watch it. Really good. Highly recommend. I watched Arrival. I watched Girl on the Train, which is, like, I read it last summer. It's like Gone Girl kind of 2.0, mm-hmm. which is pretty good. I like Emily Blunt a lot. Mm-hmm. She's good.
Mm-hmm.
The third one was... The fourth one I watched was Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which Isn't I actually really enjoyed.
Yeah. I spent... When I saw that movie, so the guy who is the friend, the mm-hmm. American... the American, yeah. Dan Fogler.
Yeah.
He was in the original cast of Spelling Bee on Broadway.
Oh, really? He's great. He won the Tony. No way.
He's
so charming and funny.
70 minutes of that 90-minute movie being like, is that Dan Fogler?
Of course he
is. Is Dan Fogler in this movie? Oh, my God. I'm so happy for Dan Fogler.
Yeah. I actually liked it a lot. Yeah. It was...
It's cute.
Yeah. At first, I was like wary about getting into the world, you know, but it was really fun. And I also foresaw the ending coming a long, long way away. Like who the reveal of that wizard is. Mm-hmm. Like that, I just like had a feeling through the whole thing. But it was still really good. The third one I watched was, what was it?
La La Land.
La La Land. I said it to you already. That's really funny. Which I thought the fun parts of it were really fun. No question.
I think the best song in that movie is the one that John Legend sings.
Yes, no question. Because he can sing. The music and dancing is really fun. The opening, really fun. Ryan Gosling, totally fucking insufferable. What a bad character.
And he
plays the character truthfully, but he becomes insufferable.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's a great actor, and I think she's a great actress.
I do, too. She is so watchable. That is the most redeeming thing, is that, like, no matter what was happening, like, she is fucking fun to watch, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I just thought that the whole scene with them at the dinner table, like, where they fight, it's just, like, did not feel realistic.
No, I hated it. And I, yeah. So, a mixed bag there, but I finally watched it.
Are you reading? And did you read anything?
I fucking did not read a single goddamn thing while I was there on the plane. The nice thing was that was because we were so busy, honestly. Like, I just didn't have...
Did you journal?
I wrote a little bit, yeah.
When I was in Europe with Patrick and Hannah, we would, like, all snuggle on a bed at the end of the night and, like, write home. We did, and, like, whatever. Or we would, like, plop in a park and do it. And I'm so happy that we did.
Yeah, it's a good way to process and also to, like, keep memories.
Need to be better at journaling.
Yeah, me too. That's another goal for the fall, maybe.
Oh, my God, let's do it.
I love it.
Well, I have to do it for yoga training.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited
for you. That's amazing.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really, really great for me. I just think the, like, spiritual journey of it will be fun. Yeah. And also, like...
Also, what a good fucking skill to have and, like...
Yeah, and I think that I've been, like... toying with the idea of, like, becoming a fitness instructor in some capacity, and, like,
right.
obviously the obvious
I like you doing something a little different than flywheel.
Well, yeah. I love flywheel.
I know you do.
And I think my voice
would
get wrecked, and also I don't think I love cycling
that much.
Like, I love That's it fair. Because I love the people. And every day, literally, I took class at 3 p.m on Saturday.
Yeah.
And the instructor, like, came over and said hi, and I was like, I don't want to be here right now. And he was like, hey, it's 45 minutes. And I was like,
still.
And then I had a great time. And then it was game day, you guys. I went to Blondie's for the first time.
Oh, fun.
I love game day. I love Northwestern football.
Yes.
I'm so happy that it's fall.
Yes.
I want to go apple picking. I want to pick up. I've never carved a pumpkin.
Ever?
I've done it, like, with my mom, but I've never done one.
Okay, well, we'll carve a pumpkin for your new place.
You guys, the next time you hear from us, I will be happily moved into my new apartment.
I will be settled back into my boring life that's not Europe. Yeah. I love it.
And we love you.
We love you. Should we call it?
It's a good episode.
Good episode. Succinct. Very carry.
Things are picking up.
Yeah. All right. Brooke, where can I find you on social media?
Oh.
Humi.
You can find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman, vocalizing my panic attacks. And you can find me
yep.
On Instagram at Brooke Wiseman, _.
No fucking underscore.
Posting cutie pictures of myself.
She is very cutie.
What about Miss Social Media Ma'am?
Our friend of the pod, Agnes, told us she started using Social Media Ma'am, which makes me so happy.
When we get famous, everybody keep listening. I want a mug for Bridget.
Oh.
Maybe I'll just get you one anyway.
We should do that. That'd be fun.
Social Media Ma'am. Yeah. I feel like that's good merch.
I love it. We're going to merch this place up. You can find me on Twitter constantly at BridgetM37.
No. That's wrong.
That's not my Twitter. Well, that's my Instagram, BridgetM37. Find me there. Find me actually constantly on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin. Like, thank you, Brooke, for knowing me better than I fucking know myself.
Like, did you change
1 week it's
it?
How old I am. 1 week it's my social media.
What's next?
The world.
Oh,
thank God.
There's a globe right next to us and an hourglass.
It's a very fancy globe.
This looks like an escape room.
It is. Those paintings, they're real. Dive in. That's a canal. That didn't mean what I meant it to, but here we are. We're going to Narnia ourselves into these paintings in my office.
I'm so hungry and tired. Collectively, we are at
Splat Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and at Gmail.
And Facebook, find us. We're Splat the podcast. No exclamation because
it wouldn't let us.
Yeah.
Also, we have a new website.
Splatpodcast.com.
Check it out. Love you.
Love you. Wait. Oh, if you want to be on the show, email us.
Oh, yeah, please do. We have some exciting guests lined up, but we also have lots of slots, and we love you guys.
And we just like to talk to you. You guys all are so smart and have great things to say.
It's really fun to expand our voices on. I meant voices and came out. No, don't know.
Voices.
Voices. Expand our voices. Join us. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.